This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 15. For Thursday, August 13th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were on either side of unchanged on Thursday morning. The November canola contract is down 30 cents at $4.85.10 per ton. The January contract is down 20 cents at $4.91.10 per ton. Relative strength in the Canadian dollar kept pressure on canola prices this morning. The dollar was around 75.5 U.S. cents. Slight losses in Chicago soy oil kept pressure on gains for canola. Nearby soy oil was down by about a fraction of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was mostly stronger on Thursday morning. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 197,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. An additional 200,000 tons of soybeans were purchased by unknown destinations. All of these purchases will be delivered during the 2020-21 marketing year. Last week, export sales for soybeans totaled 570,000 tons, which was a 65% increase from the previous week. Exports to China totaled over 420,000 tons. Soybean cake and meal sales totaled 182,000 tons, which was also a significant increase from the week prior. Soybean oil sales totaled 2,500 tons, which was a marketing year low. Analysts expect U.S. soybean imports to China to increase by 30% this year. The September soybean contract is up 13 cents at $8.93 per bushel. September soy oil is down by about 15 one-hundredths of a cent at 31.4 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $6.40 at $290 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly stronger this morning. Corn export sales totaled 377,000 tons this week, which was a notable increase from the week prior. Increases in sales were primarily for South Korea, Japan, and China. The September contract is up 7 cents at $3.21 per bushel. Wheat futures were lower this morning. Last week, wheat export sales totaled just under 368,000 tons, which was down by about 40% from the week prior. One private company has cut their estimates for wheat crops in the UK and EU. The British wheat crop is now expected to total 23 million tons, and the EU wheat crop is expected to be 128 million tons. Chicago September is up 2.5 cents at $4.94 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is up 1.5 cents at $4.19. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 4.5 cents at $4.96 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 13th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.